Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking about Bibi's big victory. Benjamin Netanyahu had led the Likud party to victory in the elections in Israel. Looked like he was on his way to being prime minister for the fifth consecutive term. But now, it's all going to start all over again as the Israelis are going to go back to the polls in September because Netanyahu failed to pull together a coalition government. Kind of surprising, I thought, at any rate. David Rubin joining me, the mayor of Shiloh, former mayor, that is, of Shiloh, Israel, joining us once again. David, how are you today?
I'm fine. Good to be with you, Steve.
Good to be with you. I mean, we spoke right after the election. I think it was the day of the election, actually. Big victory for Netanyahu. We haven't spoken since, but it didn't come together. What happened?
Well, first you have to understand what Israel's electoral system is based on. It's a parliamentary system, but it's a very unwieldy parliamentary system. The party, the leader of the party that gets the most votes in the election or that has the best chance of forming a governing coalition is selected to form a coalition as soon as the elections are over. Netanyahu had a month and a half to form that coalition, but he didn't succeed in getting the majority, the 61 seats that he needs from all these other different parties.
Sure. Is that very common? Because to me, I didn't think it was very common from what I read, and you would know certainly far better than I do. Is that common, or is that an unusual event to have happen?
It's more than unusual. It's unprecedented. It never happened before. And Netanyahu did his utmost to get that coalition formed, that he negotiated with all of the political parties that were, you know, that were his natural partners, those to the right of center. And he almost did it. He got all the parties except for one to agree to enter the coalition.
All right, so elections have been set.
That held out, he wasn't able to succeed.
And elections have been set, reset, I should say, new elections coming in September. Do you expect him to prevail again, or does this upset the apple cart? The reason for this is obviously he has a very close relationship with Donald Trump. Donald Trump was able to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Donald Trump working on the deal of the century, if you will, to get a peace plan in place in the Middle East. And I think Benjamin Netanyahu is critical to the president to make these things happen. So does he remain as prime minister?
Well, I'd say that the chances are about 80 to 90% that he will remain prime minister. There's going to be another election now in September 17th. And at the end of that election, we go through the same process again. Most likely, Netanyahu will be the one who's selected once again to form that governing coalition. And then we'll see what happens. So depending on the results of the election, you have to see what's more important than whether Netanyahu becomes the, you know, the one who's selected to form that coalition. The key is going to be how strong the parties to the right of Netanyahu's Likud will be. If those parties are stronger than they were in terms of their results, then the chances are even better that he'll be able to form a coalition.
Fair enough.
If not, then he's in trouble.
All right, fair enough, because you say that we need to brace ourselves because you believe, I think, what I'm understanding this, David Rubin here with us, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, is that when Donald Trump presents his plan for peace in the Middle East, it will not be a two-state solution. Man, the people will go crazy if that's true. What are your thoughts?
Well, then the people better get ready to go crazy because this is going to be the first peace plan that has ever come out in the Middle East and having to do with Israel. For the very first time, I am telling you that the two-state solution will not be listed as, you know, as what is needed. It's going to be a very different approach.
So what is the approach going to be? We have a couple of minutes here to sort it out, and I'd like to know what you think it's going to, what the outline and framework and the basic tenets are going to be.
I could tell you that the approach, first of all, will be based on cooperation between Israel and the other Arab nations. It'll be based on economic cooperation, and it'll be based on creating stability in the Middle East, stability between Israel and its neighbors. Now, you have a situation where all along we've been talking about Israel, this tiny country about the size of New Jersey that's expected to hand over its heartland and the very strategic areas and hand it over to an armed band of terrorists called the Palestinian Authority. It's just not realistic. And so for 30 years, we've been banging our land for peace heads against the wall. And this will be the first time that there's going to be talk, or at least a hint, of Israel being given sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank.
Sure. All right. Now, so we've only got a few seconds left here. Obviously, the elections coming up September the 17th, these will be pivotal and critical to what happens. I would expect that any peace plan put forth by this president, Donald Trump, would happen sometime after that election. I'll give you 15 seconds for the last word.
Yes, I'm absolutely sure that we will not see that peace plan coming out until well after the elections.
All right.
Very clear.
All right. David Rubin, always a great wealth of information. I appreciate your insights and your experience with Israel. It brings a lot to the platform and to the table. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There you have it. David Rubin here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to step back, take a quick break here, pay a couple of bills, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.